Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
Another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have five rounds in the magazine. Round number one, calling a man bald is the same level of sexual harassment as saying, quote, let me see that dick, big boy, according to a tribunal ruling. Round number two, if you could turn a natural disaster into a weapon, what type of disaster would you choose and why is it a hurricane gun? Round number three, Russians are being tracked and hunted by their cell phone usage. Will memes cause them to lose this war? Well, hopefully. Round number four, we do a little thank you for your service goofing from time to time, but sometimes it doesn't go as smoothly and you get super embarrassed at an IKEA. And finally, round number five, could you eat an entire rattlesnake? Probably not, you pussy. Kate, we have some developments that are going on here.
Okay.
What's happening with you?
All right. This is how it's going to be.
Yes.
I'll say it. I have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Real bad. Unfortunately. So I got up bright and early this morning.
Yeah.
Had other stuff I was supposed to be doing at work today. I did my makeup. I did my hair. All I have was a cup of coffee. I get on the train into work and I get a little bit of the foreshadowing. You know what I mean?
That
slight feeling of doom where I was like, oh man, I don't feel right. I don't know. I always get a coffee. I get off the train. I get a coffee on my walk to work. I get the coffee, but my body's telling me no, 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 no. As I get the coffee, it's saying, you don't need any more of that. Mm-mm. But I get
don't do it.
I get upstairs to the office. I take one sip of the coffee and it is blatantly clear. We have a problem.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Chills. Oh, I sent you a photo of my goosebumps. Goosebumps all over my body.
Maybe the most quintessential goosebump picture I've ever seen.
Yes. My whole body was covered in goosebumps. My face went white. The worst part is the office was packed today for the first time in forever. They're doing the dozen tournament. So every Barstool employee from every climbing place is at the office today, including Dave, there's at least like 50 extra people that normally aren't there and everyone's mingling and hanging out and whatever. And I'm sitting there, people are trying to talk to me. I'm like, you know, when you have the spit coming up in your mouth and you're like gonna vomit. I'm like, oh my God, if this person keeps talking to me, I'm gonna vomit. I can't whatever. God. So then I had to decide, am I going to blow up this office bathroom on a very busy day?
I wish you would have.
Or am I going to try and waddle back to the train station and get home before? And so
that's the worst part is that you don't even have the luxury of your own car to get into. You got to rely on mass transit to get you home. And I knew it was bad. Because you giving me updates that I think I might need to go home. I can't stay here. I'm feeling drowsy. Then you sent the big time picture. I'm glad that you're okay, Kate. I'm glad that you're making it and that you made it home. Because there's a moment in time we weren't sure.
I was live texting Chaps. I'm like, okay, now I'm waiting for the train. Now, it's at the gates, man. I can barely hold it. And I think I was doing that to keep myself busy so that I didn't shit my pants on the train. You were my lifeline.
Whole body in waves and chills. I can only sit hunched over to hold it in. I think I'm texting all this to get through it. Keep my mind going. Both, but I'll say it. Poop is now at the gates. I have 4 minutes of train ride left and waddling to the building. I'm collecting my spit in my mouth because I cannot swallow. Feels like I'm getting stabbed in the stomach. And oh my God, if this is COVID again, and I was just in the pack office. No cough or sore throat though. Oh God. Oh God, there needs to be a patron saint of shitting your pants.
Yeah, that's how it went. That was my morning. I'm still not great, but we're powering through it. Some would call me a hero.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Kate, I'm glad that you're okay. We're going to get going with the actual show today. I'm glad that you seem like you're going to be able to make it through. But if there's weird editing, just know we're not going to point it out that Kate had to leave mid-show. But just know she had to leave mid-show.
Yeah, I had to leave mid-show. I've got to tell you, I was feeling much better on Friday. Started out the evening with the Whistle Pig, and I headed back into Queens, like the neighborhood I used to live, to see one of my old Marine Corps buddies who was like my best buddy. Like, we went through MOS school together, and then we got stationed at the same unit together when it was brand new. So we were like the only two enlisted out of like, however, you know, it was just.
And if you meet somebody in your first year that you're in the branch of service and you went through MOS school and then the first duty station, you feel like that's somebody from like long lost family that you know them so well.
We calculated, I didn't even feel nervous or anything. Like, we were meeting up at a bar and he was with some of his coworkers, and we calculated we hadn't seen each other in like 8 years. I felt like I saw him yesterday. I felt like I was meeting up with a buddy that I just saw the other day, and we didn't miss a beat there. I didn't have a single second where I didn't know what to say to him. Like, it was just so good.
Yeah, those moments where you're like, what's Johnson doing? Have you talked to fucking Johnson? That we son had a of
whole,
bitch.
What we a had like a whole 2 hour. 2 hour Rolodex going person by person. We're like, what's Sergeant so-and-so doing now? Oh my gosh. Ooh,
Oh, you didn't hear? Dude cheated on his wife big time. Got caught.
We were like pulling up. Like, I'm like, did you see? Like, we had this guy who called himself Bubba Clam, who was like a total wackadoodle. And we were like, just seeing what they were up to. It was really, it was just so good. Check in with your, if you can.
Oh, I love that. Cause like, you get in and you're like, look, did you see what happened to fucking Smith? That
dude, did you see who got fat? All of us. It was all of us got fat, turns out. Yeah.
Everybody's fat as fuck. But that's basically how it goes down. Yeah. I saw that. I thought it was, I was happy that you're going out and doing that, because we talk about it all the time. And it's nice when one of us from the show actually meets up with an old buddy.
Yeah. It was so good. And like, all he was like, I don't really care about dinner. Where can we rip cigarettes in a bar? And I was like, well, so we found one and we just sat there. I had a couple. I have to tell you, I had a couple of heaters.
And Katie was back on her Marine Corps grind, staying out late. I was nervous for you. Saw the 3:30 a.m. timestamp, and I was like, Kate's going to be fucked because Cash is not going to abide this. He's not going to be like, Mom was out, time went on. I got to be quiet. He's not going to do that.
No, he did not care. He did not care. Yeah.
He did not care.
That was a rough time. But anyway, it was really good to see him. I highly recommend planning a trip this summer to meet up with an old military buddy of yours if you haven't seen somebody in a while. It really was such a good thing to do. But how was your weekend? What'd you get into?
I didn't get into much, really. Like, Kelsey started her new job. So like, it's a lot of taking her different places and doing all the different things that she does. But I do have elements of like my Marine Corps personality that comes out when Kelsey's like in disarray, I guess, whenever she's like, oh, this job sucks. It's so hot outside. I'm so tired of being in the heat. And I'm just like, hell yeah,
good.
You got to stay. You cannot quit. Keep doing this. This is pain, weakness, leaving the body. Like, so she goes, she's always gone to restaurants with me and Annalise. Like, and we've always paid for stuff. And really, since I've worked at Barstool and had dual income from my retirement in Barstool, like, things in our family have been good. So we like go out to nice dinners and things like that. She's never really had to worry about money and like how much something is going to cost when she orders something. If we're at the restaurant, we know like the price point is going to be okay for her to order something. And so she goes in this spot and she's finally getting paid, and she's getting paid like $10 or $12 an hour, something like that. And her friends want to go out to the mall. And I'm like, well, you're working, you have your own debit card. Like, sure. Like, feel free to go out. She comes home. I think it was Saturday night. She's like, dude, we went to Yard House. It was like $20. And all I got was that cheeseburger and a drink, $20. And I was like, yeah. I was like, did you tip? She's like, yeah, I tipped like $5 because you guys say 20-25% is what we should do. And I was like, okay. And she's like, and I averaged it out. She's like, I had to work after taxes, like 2.5 hours for that hamburger. It's like, you're goddamn right you did. Yeah. You're fucking right you did. Yeah. And I saw her on Sunday. We went out to eat as like a family, and we're going through, and she orders like fish or something like that. Not fish. She orders like a pork chop or some shit. And they're like, well, do you want fries or do you want to upcharge for macaroni and cheese to go with it? She's like, well, how much is the macaroni and cheese? And they go, $3. Any other time in our family's history, Kelsey would have been like, cool, yeah, I'll get two.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelsey was like, oh no, I'll stick with the fries. And I was like, a cost conscious decision. Look at this. Look at this. It was wonderful. I was like, hell yeah.
Oh yeah. I remember those days. I worked odd jobs since like middle school, and it was like $6 an hour, $7, and calculating like, oh my God, I have to work like 3,000 hours to, mm-hmm. to like buy this dumb thing that I want, whatever. But
well. And I want to see what you feel about this, because she doesn't have a driver's license yet, because she's kind of dragging her feet, kind of a nervous Nelly about driving.
Yeah, some people do.
So she doesn't, and we take her places. Some of her friends have cars and they'll come pick her up. So she's never really had it. So I'm sick of her not taking the initiative to go get her driver's license. So I told her, look, whenever you have to go to work, that means I have to stop what I'm doing. Like if mm-hmm. I want to spend the day at the pool or mow the grass or do whatever, I have to stop what I'm doing to take you and pick you up from work. I'm going to start charging you. Like I'm going to charge you $5 for every time I have to take you and pick you up from work. And she's like, Dad, that's like super not fair. I'm like, how? I'm like, you're lucky yeah. I don't charge you my hourly rate. Like if I yeah. have to sit out there and wait for your ass, do you think that's fair or foul?
Yes, no, I think that's bucks? Very, I think that's very fair. I think that's fair.
And I want, I'm like, look, I got you a, I bought you a hybrid car. You didn't have to pay for anything. You get like 55 miles to the gallon. You go out, you get your own car. It's going to cost you like 15 cents to drive to work. Like, yeah. But until you do, it's going to cost you more money.
Got to do it. I think that's what you got to do. I think that'll get her on the move. Get her getting that so. License.
I hope so. All right, let's get in going with round number one. We have a little bit of old man talk. And first, we've talked about balding. But my yeah. philosophy on balding, if you're a dude, if you notice the widow's peaks are going back, if they start retreating, and I'm not saying they have to be in a full-fledged retreat. Like, we're not talking about the British redcoats leaving America with their tail tucked. I'm right. talking about we're having a little bit of difficulty moving back. I feel like you got to shave it right away or immediately go get the hair plugs. You can't allow it to go back further. Those are your only two real options.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more, because it is like any other way you try and fix it, like the comb over,
it looks bad.
It just looks bad. And I think most women would agree. I don't find anything wrong with a bald guy. Like, I don't think it's
unless you got like one of those fucked up Sharpay wrinkly heads.
Well, what I read was that's true. Some people have the pug face. Yeah, and that's a real little bad. Tough.
Yeah,
I don't know how they shave it. I don't know how they get in those crevices.
I don't
know.
I don't think they can.
I'll say it. We will never have a pug face head on the show.
No, definitely not.
Sorry, I don't care if you're
unless it
hero.
Came about from something war related.
I'm still gonna say
wow.
No, okay. I don't care if wow. you got a Medal of Honor. You're not welcome on it. No, I'm just
damn.
But I heard somewhere that guys that are bald, it's because they have so much testosterone that it make their hair fall out early.
I feel like that's just dudes just trying to get out in front of it and throwing out some of those old wives tales about being bald.
Know.
I'm not buying that for, I would say
I heard it
the least
man
amount
man.
Of testosterone I've ever had in my life is when I started balding. Like when I was at my strongest, I had a full head of hair.
Well,
yeah, all right, let's get into the actual news of the day. This comes to us from Sky News. What's it about, Kate?
All right. Commenting on a man's baldness in the workplace is equivalent to remarking on the size of a woman's breasts, a panel of three employment judges ruled.
Now, let's get this. We have to debate this, because you can't just put out that claim and act like it's a normal claim. I would say there is in no way, shape or form is that the same thing.
Yeah, because a baldness isn't a sexual thing. Like, when you're talking about breasts, you're clearly saying something sexual. When you're poking fun at somebody being bald, it's like poking fun at somebody wearing portholes, glasses.
Now, what if
whatever.
You notice that somebody has hairy nipples? Because then it's both hair related.
Still not sexy, though. It's still, you're still poking fun at something, but not in a sexual way. The decision relates to a claim brought by Tony Finn against the West Yorkshire-based British Bung Company, that's B-U-N-G, where he worked as an electrician for 24 years before he was fired in May 2021. What do you think the British Bung Company is, chaps?
I actually think they do, like, colonoscopies.
No, it's, it'd be great if they did. They manufacture traditional wooden cask closures for the brewing industry.
Oh.
The barrel people.
So, like, barrels.
Barrels. He complained that he was the victim of sexual harassment due to comments made about his lack of hair, including being a bald cock by
his. No, no. See, this cunt. Is up for debate too. It's C-O-C-K. It's a four-letter C word. I think because this is in England, he's cunt. Being called a bald cunt.
That's true. You're right. It was probably a cunt. They use that there like shut up. It's cunt. Mm-hmm. By his factory supervisor, Jamie King, during an argument in 2019. Describing the argument, Mr. Finn told the panel, I was working on a machine that I had to cover, awaiting specialist repair. The covers were taken off, and it was apparent that Jamie King had done this. When I spoke to him about it, he began to call me a stupid bald cunt and threatened to deck me. The argument with Mr. King, who is 30 years older than Mr. Finn.
Imagine at a civilian job where yeah. all you're trying to do is put beer into a fucking barrel. And somebody's, you're waiting. This fucking bald cunt has been working here for 21 years and can't even get it done right. Yeah. You'd be devastated.
And you're threatened by violence as well by someone who is, the argument, Mr. King, 30 years younger than Mr. Finn, left the claimant fearful for my personal safety.
And you're already
safety.
Embarrassed. If you're a bald cunt and you got some dude that's 30 years your junior, that's your boss at the beer barrel factory, bud. That
you don't need
fucking,
that.
Oh, you don't need that sass.
You don't need
that's
that.
For sure.
Uh-uh. I remember working in the restaurant industry and just being younger than some of the older ladies and being like, Miss Deb, you need to fold silverware today. And they'd be like, I don't think so, bitch. You're going to do it. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. You don't talk back.
And by
to
restaurant industry, you mean concessions at the Eagles games, right?
Well, also a 24-hour diner was another place that was very
was
difficult.
Was that pre or post Marine Corps?
Pre. It's tough.
I didn't know Katie Diner was a thing.
Oh, 24. I worked.
Oh, wait. Was that the one that you had to wear roller skates?
I didn't have to roll, but there was, you had to dress like 50s. It was a 50s diner. It's called Happy yeah. Days. Yeah. They got cease and desisted by Happy Days while I worked there. No, as a matter of fact,
you were like a recruiter's dream, like in shape from playing rugby, ripping heaters, working in a 50s diner.
Yeah. Just desperate as hell. Yes. Yeah. That was perfect. Anyway. He was fearful for his safety. This, he's got this young whippersnapper calling him a bald cunt and saying he's going to deck him. Mm-hmm. So the three-person tribunal led by Judge Jonathan Brian. Oh, Jonathan Brain. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to trust Jonathan Brain. He was asked to rule whether calling someone bald is an insult or count amounted to harassment. In our judgment, there is a connection between the word bald on the one hand and the protected characteristic of sex on the other, the judgment said. The company's lawyer was right to submit that women, as well as men, may be bald. However, as all three members of the tribunal will vouchsafe, baldness is much more prevalent in men than women. We find it to be inherently related to sex. So they are saying...
Jonathan Brain's got to be a bald cunt, too. That's the only way.
This is more like Galaxy Brain, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I don't make that connection at all. The tribunal said that in previous case, a man was found to have sexually harassed a woman by commenting on the size of her breasts, stating that is more likely a person receiving a comment such as that was made in that case would be female. So too, it is more likely that a person receiving a remark about baldness would be male. What are these people doing? That has nothing to do.
Right.
Anyway, basically they decide the tribunal therefore determines that by referring to the claimant as a bald cunt, Mr. King's conduct was unwanted. It was a violation of the claimant's dignity, created an intimidating environment, and was done for that purpose as it related to the claimant's sex. I'm honestly shocked by that. The tribunal heard that Mr. Finn had written a statement about the incident with his son, who's a police officer, on official West Yorkshire paper and handed it to his bosses. So, I mean,
and they said that he's going to be able to sue. I mean, you work someplace at 21 years, you get called the bald cunt. Next thing you know, you're walking away the millions. It's not a bad way to go out on retirement, honestly. It's
not
a lot better
at all.
Than stapling together beer barrels.
I just love, like, to me, whoever his lawyers are brilliant, being like, we can loophole the fuck out of this and build the case even bigger, not just workplace harassment. We're going to connect all sorts of crazy dots to make this sexual harassment, which I'm assuming will get him a little more coin somehow along the way. I don't know, but that's just wild. Yeah, I never would have thought that. I don't remember too. Like, I served with bald Marines. They never took that much shit that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think bald people actually get shit because like half the population over 35 is starting to bald. Like,
and it was the guys who, right, it was the guys I served with who tried to save it, who would have like wild fucking desperate haircuts. Like, they were the ones.
I feel like the only time you get made fun of for it is when you don't realize that you're going bald. Like, yeah. Connor, for instance, in the last 6 months, Connor's made the decision to not be a bald bitch anymore.
And he's it looks much better.
He looks like a grown-up Caillou now.
It looks so much better. And you can't call him out on it anymore, chaps.
Right. Like, he looks better. Like, there was a picture that was going around before him and Alex got married where he was doing some dancing at a wedding. And there was somebody that was taking an over-top picture. I screenshotted it, sent it to you. And I was like, I'm going to keep this. A couple weeks later, he actually goes and shaves his head, and I tell you, like, I can't do anything with this picture now because he's embraced the baldness.
If you're out there, let's embrace the baldness. We got some good razors.
That really should be the theme of the show, is embracing your baldness. And don't talk about people's tits.
That's true. Just don't do that either.
Yeah. Baldness, titties, leave them alone about it.
Except for your own. Mine you can do whatever you want with your own. Now. They're just like two old bags of sand.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Move on to round number two. There's some more revelations, I guess, that are coming out from Secretary Esper's book on Donald Trump, and each one of them is just more ridiculous than the last. We talked a little bit. What was the one we talked about last week? Do you remember?
Oh, bombing Mexico with Patriot missiles. Yeah, the drugs. Yeah,
Patriot missiles, using them against the cartel.
Which, so again, I feel like that Brittany Broski meme where you're like,
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. But this one, the next one, a little more paranoid, but also at the same time, not a bad idea.
Again,
what do we got here?
All right. As President Donald Trump repeatedly asked aides if China could be manufacturing hurricanes and sending them to damage the U.S., three unnamed former senior officials told Rolling Stone on Tuesday. So this is confirmed by three separate officials. Trump also reportedly wanted to know if using such a hurricane gun would constitute an act of war, and if so, whether the U.S. could retaliate militarily.
I think that's a great question. Like, you always have these tabletop discussions whenever you're doing military things with military leaders. I feel like that's a great, no, I've never seen any doctrine papers that say that developing a hurricane and using it as a weapon is against military law. Like, I've never seen that.
Never seen it. And I imagine China's always, they're so squirrely. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what they were up to.
Oh, they definitely got a couple hurricanes up their sleeves. There's no doubt about it.
It's not impossible. I grew up above ground pool goofing, and at my uncle's above ground pool, me and my cousins sometimes would get a real good whirlpool going. We would get it going so strong, we would almost explode the pool, and my uncle would have to come out and yell at us to reverse, to start running in reverse. Stop it.
There's two natural disasters that I really thought were going to be more prevalent in my life when I was little, and that's probably because I watched a shit ton of Rainbow Bright. But Rainbow Bright had the tidal wave that would go around and it would take up all the different colors. Like, when they would go to Gloomtown, it would take away all the colors. And then you just live in a world of black and gray and everybody gets real sad. And you don't want that. Too quicksand. I always thought there was going to be a lot more quicksand going on. It turns out not a lot of quicksand.
No, it's never as much as you think. But the whirlpool, you get enough giant Chinese boats swirling around out there.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, that's a hurricane gun, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, yeah. Throw a couple nukes in the middle, create the hole.
Absolute disaster.
Yeah. It was almost too stupid for words, one source told the magazine, which said the speaker was intimately familiar with the then sitting president's inquiry. I did not get the sense he was joking at all, the source added. The news comes on the tail of former Defense Secretary Mark Esper's claim in a new book that Trump wanted to hit drug labs in Mexico with missiles and then deny responsibility. Rolling Stone quoted a second former official saying, "I was present once when he asked if China made hurricanes to send to us. Trump wanted to know if the technology existed. One guy in the room responded, 'Not to the best of my knowledge, sir.'"
Give that guy a rage. I mean, if that's your simple, respectful response, and that is military bearing to the highest degree.
Yes, it is. I kept it together until I got back to my office. I do not know where the then president would have heard about that. He was asking about it around the time, maybe a little before, that he asked about nuking hurricanes. And I'm assuming this was, he couldn't sleep one night. He was late night goofing online and wound up in some QAnon chat, if I had to guess.
And people want to make fun of President Trump about this. The only reason why President Obama didn't do this is because President Obama wasn't allowed to have a smartphone whenever he was president.
Right.
They took it away from him completely. There's an interview where he said he didn't have any type of phone that was smart capable. President Trump said, "You're not taking my smartphone. What am I going to do whenever I'm dropping a deuce? I need to be able to look at the phone."
Oh, you can't.
So now he goes down rabbit holes.
You can't be up, and I go down them all the time, as you know. So I get it. In August 2019, the website Axios reported that in a briefing on hurricanes.
I'm noticing that you're squirming, Kate. Do we need to take a break?
I'll tell you. I can tell it's coming soon.
Okay. You struggle through that sentence, so I know it's getting bad.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep pushing through.
Sweating in my mouth. Trump told top officials.
And you're wearing like a hoodie. You got to be all getting all hot.
I had the chills and now I'm getting hot. I had the chills and now I'm getting very hot. Trump told top officials, I got it.
If you pause, I'm getting venison sausage right now.
Why don't we nuke them? Trump was reportedly told that aides would look into the notion of destroying large storms with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Yes. 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 Can't believe this shit. Let's not stop. Let's see how long this pause break is going to keep going. I'm going to continue with the story because I just want to see how long Kate is actually going to be gone for. It said Trump did not comment to the Rolling Stone about its hurricane gun story. Stephanie Grissom, his press secretary at the time, of Sharpiegate reported about the nuking of hurricanes and told the magazine she did not hear the conversation about China making hurricanes, but have not surprised her if she did. Stuff like that was not unusual for him. He would blurt out crazy things all the time and tell the aides to look into it or do something about it. I personally love that. If I was the president of the United States, I would have people looking into my own personal passion projects as well. All right, let's move on to round number three. This one comes to us from our friends at Task Imperfect. Jeff Schoble is the one who wrote it, and it's about cell phones. I'm actually going to wait for Kate to come back. We'll just wait in silence.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you think she's trying to rush it right now? Like, do you think she has that? Like, she's nervous on the bowl. Like, you know, oh, you got to go someplace fast because you know her. She's a nervous Nelly, and she feels bad right now. But she's, you know, obviously.
But we've done radio together for a long time, and I know that she is a fast bathroom user. Like, there used to be times when we would just go on a 90-second commercial break. She's like, "I got to go to the bathroom, but I'll be right back," and she would be back in plenty of time to resume the show, which I always found to be remarkable. That's not the same situation as she's currently dealing with. So we'll see how long it takes her this time.
Sorry.
Oh, she's back. All right, let's move on to round number three. We kept it going for a little while there for you, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I tell you what. you know when you're peeing out of your butt and it's like you're squeezing out a ketchup bottle and you get to the end and you're like, there's nothing else. There's couldn't possibly be anything else in here. Mm. Than there is.
Oh. It's like one of those. It's like one of those groan tubes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a groan tube, man. Yeah.
Groan tube.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Round three. I'm getting fucking emotional. You must be an absolute master case.
Yeah, man. Sweating now. I don't
know. Feeling all clammy like the underside of a slip and slide.
I hate that word.
Clammy?
Oh. Oh. Oh, don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Round three. What do we got, Kate?
It's been a nightmare scenario for U.S. commanders for years. An amphibious readiness group sails stealthily towards its objective. One reckless Marine or sailor goes topside and uses a personal cell phone to check Facebook, revealing the position of the assault ship. The Chinese or Russians quickly detect the cell phone signal in the middle of the ocean and realize they can't miss. The enemy fires on its anti-ship ballistic or cruise missiles at PFC Schmuckatelli, and he posts a meme. And suddenly the entire ship, along with thousands of sailors and Marines, are laying on the ocean floor.
Yeah. So let me do a little bit of setting the scene here, because one of the main things that you talk about whenever you're a junior troop is operation security. You'll see it if you go to ZBT's Instagram on basically any post, somebody will think it's an OPSEC violation, which just means operation security. So if you have a cell phone, there's different programs that can identify where clusters of cell phones are, where certain cell phones are. And this actually got to be so bad that the Russians had to passed the law that made it against the law for their military members to take selfies while they were in uniform, because the U.S. intel and different intel units around the world were able to take those cell phones, piece them together, discover where entire units were, contact their families, and have periods of movement. In fact, there was one where they were able to identify where the actual supply chain was coming from gases and bridges and shit like that. They tracked it all the way back to the beginning and blew up that site that was actually in Russia based on OPSEC violations. So everything that American military leaders have been telling the junior troops that we haven't really paid attention to. And if you remember a few years back, there's different stories about like the different running apps and shit like that, that were popping up, and you could see somebody that was running along the perimeter of different out bases in Afghanistan or in Syria, mm-hmm. or different spots around the world, because people weren't taking OPSEC through apps and online information.
You're basically seriously giving the enemy a perfect map of exactly right what your base.
And it's
like
essentially, yeah, what you're doing is allowing, there's a scene in Inglourious Basterds where Lieutenant Aldo Raine brings out the Bear Jew and a couple other guys, and they have the different German, the Nazi artillerymen that are out there, and he's like, point out where you are on the map. And one of them guy doesn't. He's like, what you're going to do is take your little wiener schnitzel and you're going to put it on that map and show us where you are. Essentially, they're taking their own little wiener schnitzels over in Russia and pointing themselves out on the map by using 3G and 4G technology.
Yeah, and you're right. I remember back in 2014 when they first invaded, and that was like how people knew for sure. It was they were looking at the IP addresses on the photos that they took. Like, they were like, oh, yep, well, it's clearly obvious. This is where they are. The Ukrainians claim to have killed 12 Russian general officers since late February, in part because the Russians have resorted to using cell phones when their communication systems break down. So it's
and
almost
I think that a lot of people here will think, well, what's the big deal about using cell phones? Whenever American military members are deployed, you have all kinds of different levels of encryption, even from the civilian departments that go in and break up where it's coming from. So it looks like it's coming from different countries around the world by using
a VPN of sorts. Now you don't have that. You don't have that luxury there. So they have taken out their military comms. So now they're just basically on essentially the Russian or the Ukrainian version of Verizon, trying to have their encrypted conversations, and it's not working. They're even using like handheld radios that you would get from like Target or Academy, shit like that.
Yeah. Retired Army General Ben Hodges basically said it's super easy to geolocate them this way. Now that their comms are down, they're using their phones. When Russian troops cross into Ukraine, their cells, phones emit a roaming signal that connects to Ukraine's cellular network. Oh, Katie's sweating. Allowing the Ukrainians to triangulate where the Russians are. And you see this on murder shows. It's like they take the three cell phone towers, they ping it, and they're like, oh, this is where, blah, blah, blah. So the Ukrainian special services automatically receive info with the ID number of the device, roaming number, and of course, the location of the person. Fortunately, Russians are quite naive and ignorant about using mobile devices, so they often call home, turning on their phones and connecting to the Ukrainian stations. They've also given their positions away by stealing Ukrainian iPhones, which can be tracked using the Find My iPhone app. And I've seen this Ukrainians on Twitter being like, look at this moron. I'm tracking where my earpods are going right now. Like, I can see where my cell phone is. I can see where this and that is. One Ukrainian was able to use. Oh, yeah, that's the next story here. A Ukrainian man was able to use the Find My feature to track Russian troops who stole his AirPods. Vitaly Sedimets had posted on Instagram the path of the Russians as they retreated from Kyiv to Belarus and then repositioned in the city of Belgrade. So this just regular civilian guy was intimately tracking the exact details of a unit. Amid numerous reports.
But if you did that, if you were the Ukrainian person who did that and you go back to your unit and you're like, look, we can track their entire column of movements based on my AirPod and know exactly where they're going, they would be like, dude, hell yeah. But also, why the fuck did you have your Apple stuff out here on the front lines?
Right. Like, yeah.
Because they don't want their shit out there either.
Right. Exactly. Why don't they destroy Ukraine's cellular network then? So this isn't a problem. They need it. According to James Lewis, a tech expert with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in DC, that's ridiculous, but that's where it is, he said. The Russians need 3G and 4G for their comms to work. They didn't set up the independent communications networks that Americans or Chinese may have set up. The Russians also did not adequately plan for the invasion because they honestly thought Ukrainians would welcome them as liberators, he said. The combined effects of the corruption, poor planning, and logistical problems is that there are now many images online showing Russian troops using cell phones or even the type of unencrypted walkie-talkies that you get from toy stores. These guys are using like toy store walkie-talkies.
So basically what I think this is going to end up being, and that's the story. So what I think this is going to end up being is the biggest motivation to have more safety briefs and like actually having opposite conversations within your units and be like, this is the reason why we tell you that. So it'll be one of those things, like, because I know every junior troop listening hates it when you go to the field and you have to turn in your cell phones, you're not allowed to have it. Nobody wants that. In like a day and age where everything is tied in, you want to see what your kids are up to. You want to be able to check your fucking Simply Safe security system whenever you're out and about to make sure that your family's okay. But units are going to really start cracking down and they'll use this as a reason. Like, this is the reason why we do that. So you're used to it. We train how we fight. We're going to the field. Nobody's bringing fucking cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely.
And there's not much you could say because this is a real life thing that happened in 2022. Like, this isn't some lesson learned that happened on the shores of fucking Ho Chi Minh Trail. Like, that's not where this is going down. This is real life 2022. You can't bring your cell phones anymore and everybody's going to be super pissed about it. Let's move on to round number four. This one's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. When you're about to face the intimidating process of buying a home, you need the best support for the most qualified people available. Cross Country Mortgage has a team of experts dedicated to helping you accomplish the mission of buying a home. Cross Country Mortgage has a team of loan officers dedicated to getting you the best possible loan terms. They have an average close time of just 21 days, which is very, very fast. They got a wide variety of loan types, which means they got everything to cover every single person out there. They're giving away Barstool and Cross Country Mortgage sweatshirts when you sign up and get refinance or loan approval while supplies last. Cross Country Mortgage is ready to guide you through the home buying process and make it as painless as possible. Go to ccm.com/barstool so Cross Country Mortgage can take you through the home buying process. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029. All loans are subject to underwriting approval. Visit www.mlsconsumeraccess.org. All right, let's move on to round number four. What do we got here, Kate?
This is a little bit of Reddit goofing. Interesting. Uh-huh. It's a little bit. And this person.
This one comes to us from Today I Fucked Up.
Oh, okay. So this person's already admitting it. This is not an am I the asshole. They just know.
Right.
As usual, this was not today, but my best guess about 5 years ago. I was 21-year-old male. So I was 16 or so. And my stepmom had two friends staying with us in their huge RV camper thing in our front yard for the summer. It was cool and massive and literally like a little house. So naturally, one day they wanted some new furnishings. And I offered to drive them, drive the truck to IKEA because I wanted to practice driving a larger vehicle than my 2002 Sentra. And I wanted meatballs. Backstory complete. So as you can guess, a 16-year-old with two middle-aged lesbians ran out of small talk and I wandered off toward the food cart. On the way, I decided to pee. And when I was done, to drink from the fountain outside the bathroom. I barely noticed that there was a young girl in line for water with her mom who was wearing a soccer uniform. Now on the way to IKEA, we had been talking about the military. So it was on my brain. I did my business and got in line, which was oddly long for a water fountain. The mother of this girl was on the phone and I don't know, I was bored and decided to crack a joke. The little girl looked at me and I gave a half wave and said, "Thank you for your service," with a dumb smile. Now, her being all of maybe 11 or 12, she didn't get the joke because she's not a military service member. She says, "Huh?" I should have left it there, but I didn't. I continued the joke. "You know, you're wearing a uniform. Thanks for your service." Funny joke, not really. 100% innocent joke, absolutely. At this point, her mom hears an older teenage boy talking to her middle school age daughter, sees me smiling and leaning down a bit, and straight up says to her phone caller, "Oh, hell no, there's a predator talking to my baby girl. I gotta go." Turns to me and says, "What in the hell are you doing to my daughter?" The daughter decided to help me out. Unfortunately, she still didn't get the joke. "Mom, it's okay. He just said he likes my uniform and thank you for wearing that outfit."
Oh my
God. No. That's not what I said, little girl.
I mean, could you imagine if you're the parent and you go up and there's some high school age boy talking to your teenage daughter? It's like, "Oh, he likes what I'm wearing."
Yeah.
Fuck no.
People are looking. The mom is holding her daughter behind her and telling me that I shouldn't be speaking to girls that young and I should get my horny ass to the lake if I wanted to pick up chicks and talk about their clothes. She also mumbles something about dirty Mexicans, which I was surprised because I'm mixed and I look more black than Mexican. Anyways, now a worker walks by with a pallet of boxes.
I gotta be honest, I didn't see that part earlier. I would have just clipped it because it's nonsensical. Doesn't add anything to the story.
Yeah, I have no idea, dude.
Sorry for the slight race goofing.
That was just me reading what this person wrote.
Yeah, okay. Not us.
Thank you, Jess. Now a worker walks by with a pallet of boxes. That won't get clipped out of context anyway. I'm mixed and I look more black than Mexican. Now a worker walks by with a pallet of boxes or something and she's trying to get their attention. I had to run over and say to this poor lady, "So I made a dumb joke. This girl didn't understand. And when that lady gets here, please let me explain without her yelling at me because I can't get a word in and people are congregating thinking I'm a creeper." Now the mom shouts to her, "Stop him. He's talking to my daughter inappropriately." Like I'm talking to her, not running away. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever been to IKEA, but the one I went to had a massive returns waiting area that we're near with hundreds of people waiting in line. They all turn and look now. Fuck me, right? People are turning and pointing. It's like a skit almost. Absurd. I hear an all hell no couple. What the fuck is wrong with hims? And general chatter as hundreds of people begin speaking about me. I'm like a deer in the headlights. So I kind of yell, "I made a military joke." She says I'm lying. I explained to the worker exactly what happened and she took the lady aside and made her understand the joke because she wasn't letting me say anything.
See, I got to stop you, Kate, because this story's fake. Like it's a fake story. There's no way this happened, right?
Yeah. I cannot see this ever happening. And even still, it is still kind of weird to be joking with a middle school kid. And I don't know. The employee agrees and leads me on.
No, we don't have to do any more. Let's move on to round five.
Okay.
I woke up this morning, was looking for different topics, and I read that. And for some reason, I don't know if I was like delusional from waking up, but at 6:45, that story really hit my funny the right way. And now I'm reading it later, and I'm like, this story doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's like KFC's Ruth Conda Forever Awards. It's like, I don't know.
No, this didn't happen. Let's move on to round number five. What do we got here?
Anyway.
Hopefully something real.
Something real. A 1,500-year-old chunk of fossilized human poop.
Yeah, this
was found.
Yeah.
Was found at a former rock shelter in Texas. That's where rocks go when they're in a rough spot.
Shelter goofing. Love it.
For what is a rock shelter?
I don't know.
Anyway, I assume it's a cliff, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, Boop found at a former rock shelter in Texas contains evidence of an ancient hunter-gatherer who consumed an entire rattlesnake, including a fang.
That's right.
Archaeologists have never seen anything quite like it. Back in the late 1960s, archaeologists collected over 1,000 samples of human-produced corpulites, or dried-out poop, in the Conejo shelter site in the Lower Pecos Canyonlands of West Southwest Texas. That is so cool. Going around, like, you think it's exciting to find, like, a geode. Imagine going around and being like, oh, my God, I just found ancient poop.
No, dude. Imagine if you're the one that shit that. Like, how embarrassing that would be.
Like, embarrassing? You coming
home from, dude.
That's cool as hell.
Like, we talk about poop a lot. Somebody has my poop from 1,000 years ago. That's upsetting.
If like it has a rattlesnake and rattlesnake teeth in it, that's not upsetting.
No,
that's,
I feel like that's, it's even metal. Worse. I don't want people to know I'm eating weird shit.
That's like metal as hell.
I mean, it would be so embarrassing. Like, even if somebody took like a sample of your excrement and went through it to see what you've been eating, I guess they'd have to do like a colander or something like
that. Right. A lot of beets. Anyway, they find this poop, and it's a miracle poop with a rattlesnake in it. That whole body's falling apart.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
We're going to keep the show moving because even though we're making fun of Kate, we realize that she is in a world of hurt. She's pushing through. This is unbelievable.
I'm not pushing.
Performance by her. This is her poo game like Michael Jordan. We're going to move on to save rounds and alibis. Nick, we'll start with you.
Yeah, just two quick things. Really excited to clip this episode. Just wanted to say that. Strongly, strongly recommend the YouTube because
yes,
the audio may not do it justice. And secondly, please subscribe. We are within about 800 subscribers away from that 10K mark. Really want it. We've been putting good stuff out there, having really good episodes. So appreciate it. Please go there and subscribe.
Yes.
There you go.
The wheels fell off of this episode. That's on me. That's on me.
That's fine. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're
about
doing
that.
Good. Okay. I mean, really, it's just another testament to your commitment to your job and the entertainment and the content biz for that you're even here sitting up. There's
right.
A couple times, even in the last story, the weird story from Reddit, there's a couple weird smacks that you have that I could tell that you're getting saliva worked up.
I have a trash bag right next to me because I thought I was going to need it for that moment. So good on me.
Anything for save rounds?
This is for because Nick and his Nona, okay. There's a restaurant in Staten Island that's run by 12 different grandmas from 12 different countries. It's called Nana's.
Whoa.
And you go there and get Nona cooked food from like any country, really, which is their Instagram is cute as a goddamn button. Just really cute.
What
old
is it
ladies.
Called? Is it called the pasta grandmas?
So, something like, I think it's called Nona's or something like that. The Nona's or something like that. Anyway,
there's one that I followed, it was like Nona's from Italy, and it was the pasta grandmas. And every day they just shoot the shit, making pastas for each other's families. It's incredible.
I love that. I feel like every military base needs that home, some sort of old lady home cooking. An old
Completely
man.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Bald or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me.
All right. I don't really have anything. Busy week coming up. We got all kinds of shit going on. Thank you again for subscribing and listening. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not there, like Nick said. We'll see you back here on Friday. It's On the Retreat.